Sport on RTE Radio 1.
It's 25 to 8. Darren is here. A great win for Republic of Ireland last night.
Wasn't it just, Audrey? I have to say, the Irish women going out on a high in that European qualifying campaign. 3-1 victory against France in Cork. The goals from Denise O'Sullivan, Julianne Russell. So there were two up. Then the French pulled them back, and an own goal then sealed a famous Irish victory. So the girls in green will be seeded for Friday's playoff draw. I know there was nothing to play for in terms of, you know, that being their first win in terms of getting out of the group, but really important victory for them, and it means hopefully we'll get a favourable draw come Friday. The French had already qualified for the Euros and they rested some of their frontline players, but Irish manager Eileen Gleeson has been telling Tony O'Donoghue that it didn't take away from the result.
Incredible. I mean, I'm so proud of the girls. I'm so proud of everyone. That their work rate was fantastic. You know, I thought in the first half we'd, you know, two or three chances that we should have done better with the decision making. But the effort up front, Julianne, Leanne, I mean, it was incredible. And yeah, what a result.
When you saw the French team and you saw that he had made 11 changes, did you feel he was disrespecting Ireland a bit?
No, I mean, look, this is football and people have their own objectives. So we just focused on ourselves. And that's what we did in the game as well. You know, we knew the squad they had. They've got quality everywhere. So it's a testament to the girls out there and the effort and the chances that they created and took. So, yes, I'm really pleased.
Yeah, great atmosphere in Porkeycueve and lovely scenes there at the end as well to celebrate that victory. A little bit more nervy for Shamrock Rovers in the Champions League. They beat Víkingur Reykjavík of Iceland, first qualifying round of the Champions League. The Hoops winning 2-1. Johnny Kenny with both goals, but this one a little bit nervous for them at the end because they had Jack Byrne sent off for a second yellow card, 50 minutes to go. So it was backs of the wall stuff. Then they conceded a penalty deep in injury time. It was actually the last kick of the game, but Nikolai Hansen missed it. Next up, a match against Sparta Prague next week. Let's hear from the two-goal hero, Johnny Kenny, who spoke with Adrian Eames.
The best night of my life, I think. Coming into it, we were kind of secretly positive. But when we went 2-0 up in this score and we went down to 10 men, it was just backs against the walls. We had to dig in, and I think that made it an extra bit special, the way we went down in both games and we dug in deep and came through.
The best night of your life, it meant that much to you, did it?
Oh, it meant so much. I was nearly emotional at the end of the game because it's just massive. Playing in Champions League as a young boy is everyone's dream who grows up to play football, and obviously to score and progress to the next round and playing against a club like Sparta Prague is just massive.
And you scored twice. You had a difficult week last week in Reykjavík in the first leg. You had a couple of chances in that game. But obviously it didn't dampen your enthusiasm or your confidence going into tonight's game because you took your two goals superbly well.
No, it didn't faze me. A lot of people write me off and give out about me when I miss chances, but I really couldn't care. I think I should score one of them last week. But look, people think it looks easier in the stands than it is on the pitch. But tonight, obviously, I think I've had two chances and I've scored the two of them. So that's all I'm happy about.
Yeah, well done to Johnny Kenny. Best night of his life. That's fantastic. Only 21 years of age. Lots more to come from him. Just looking through the English newspapers this morning, and it looks like Eddie Howe appears to be the front runner for the England job. Gareth Southgate resigned yesterday. Graham Potter, Maurizio Pochettino, and Lee Carsley also been linked with the role. And many of those papers feel that maybe Carsley might go in there as an interim role, which would be interesting when they face the Irish team later this year. Sam Bennett finished fourth in yesterday's stage at the Tour de France. And finally, there's racing in Killarney, and the action gets underway at 4:45.